It is 847 and 97.9 The Hill. It's Ron Stutz, and it is time now, as we do every Thursday morning, time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Today, I get to meet Jacqueline Mason, owner of Triangle Food Tours. It's a fun, casual way to sample the sights, sounds, and flavors from a cross-section of locally owned, enthusiastically operated restaurants in the downtown areas of the Triangle, including Chapel Hill and Carborough. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. And the owner of Triangle Food Tours. First of all, a lot of people out there thinking, what is Triangle Food Tours? Could you describe it?
Yeah, well, we've been around since 2008. We started in Raleigh, and then we started our first tours here in Chapel Hill, Carborough in early 2009, so going on almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we have food tours in Durham, Chapel Hill, Carborough, Raleigh, and Cary. And so what we do is we take folks, either locally or tourists coming into the area, but a lot of locals, and we take them through the heart of the downtown, and we stop. The focus is on the restaurants, mostly local restaurants by, you know, local owners, very unique establishments. And we bring a small group of about 10 to 12 max folks in there. They get to meet most of the time the owners or the chef and kind of talk about food philosophy, and they get to sample a little bit of food that at each stop. And then in between, we stop along different historical areas and talk about history of the area, fun, goofy facts. Maybe in October we do haunted stories in between, and we talk about a lot of the local shops and artists and the culture and the social scene of the area. So,
well, you know, we talk about all the time. We talk about farm to table and local farmers and all that kind of thing here. And we do have so many restaurants in the area who focus on that and do such a great job on it. But we also talk about the impact on our local economy every week on this show. And tell us about the impact on our economy locally with some of these folks coming from out of town to experience this.
Well, I did a little bit of math, and I kind of guesstimated that since 2008, 2009, I think we've done probably around 150 to 200 tours in the area. And again, we have a lot of locals, and it's funny, is the locals are the ones who get the most excited about going on the tour because they get to learn something, and I call them the local tourist, because they get to learn something new about a place that they drive by or a restaurant even that they might have gone to in the past, and they get to meet the owner and they learn something new, and they get to experience new places. And then for the tourist, of course, we're intertwined with UNC. One of our guides, Perry, she's a UNC student, and a lot of people who are trying to decide where they want to go to college, or they're a freshman or sophomore and they want to experience the area. They come on the tour with their parents, and they learn that there's more than just the university or more than just the fun football weekends. There's a whole town that focuses around, you know, the restaurants, with so many restaurants in Carborough and Chapel Hill that are so unique to just this area. And they get to learn, you know, and experience the social and cultural and historical scene of the area. So it helps them decide a lot of times to come here.
You know, it's without question, this is not a boring community.
No, not at all.
It's incredible. Do you have a food tour coming up soon that people need to know about? They can attend?
Yeah, they're on Saturdays, in between 2 and 5 o'clock. Our tour this Saturday is full, but we'll have two in June and July. So just check back on our website and our schedule, just, you know, it varies month to month depending on our chefs and our restaurants.
So yeah, you have to work ahead because these things are so heavily intended. But what is the website address?
It's www.trianglefoodtour.com.
Okay, well, that's easy. Now, you mentioned a moment ago people who live here in our community who come out to these things. I guess you could, you know, a lot of people stay home and experience a staycation without really traveling very far at all. And this is a good way you can find something fun right here in your backyard and learn a lot at the same time.
Absolutely. Like I said, we get a lot of those folks who just want to either haven't come to the downtown area and they just want to get a taste of it all and, you know, show me this area. What should I know? What should I explore? Where should I go and eat? And then once they're done with the food tour, they feel like they know the downtown area.
And, you know, we have so many great chefs here in our area. We have James Beard Award winners and people, as I mentioned earlier, who focus so much on locally grown produce and all this sort of thing, and some who drive to the coast on a daily basis to get fresh seafood, and it is really amazing. So doing the Triangle food tours here in the Triangle has to be a lot more fun for you than it would in just about any other community.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've lived in the Triangle since early 1990s, but I grew up in North Carolina. My father was military, so that's how we came to Fayetteville. And of course, I went to that university we will not speak of in Raleigh. But love UNC. Had good friends who, you know, who came to the university as well. And so it's, you know, every town is unique, and Carrboro and Chapel Hill are very unique and have unique experiences.
Well, of course, we're heavily, you know, leaning toward Carolina around here, but my wife and daughter both graduated from North Carolina State.
Okay.
So, hey, it's just fun. Listen, it's a cool way to hang out with family and friends, see what this is all about. Again, go to TriangleFoodTours.com.
TriangleFoodTour.com.
Tour. Just one tour. All right. Yep. TriangleFoodTour.com. You can find out all the information, and you can get signed up if you like for one of those tours in June or July. And go ahead and hurry before everybody beats you to it.
Bon appetit.
But Jacqueline, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
It's always fun to learn about what's going on all over the Triangle. And certainly I know a lot more now about Triangle food tours.
Yep.
So I plan on going on one soon myself.
Hope to have you.
All right. Thank you for joining us. This is Tourism, my conversation with Jacqueline, owner of Triangle Food Tours. You can find our conversation and photos on demand later on in the day and on chapelboro.com. And join me next week right here on the Hill next Thursday for another interview with another special guest who shapes the experience of visitors to our beautiful and delicious Orange County, North Carolina. Coming up, this week's WCHL Hometown Hero.
These are the voices of tourism.
People will try and walk in and actually ask for Chef Vimala.
Saw almost 400% increase in foot traffic.
Everybody excited and happy to see that hotel very full.
We're going to share some funny anecdotes about some of our characters and visitors who come in, right, Maria?
Yes.
And we smile and we say, please come back, and they do.
This is why tourism matters. Tune in on Thursday mornings to the Ross Tutt Show for This is Tourism.